attention, the impact of the EUDR to the export coming into the European market. We calculated it's about 27 billion trade composed of the seven commodities will be affected. It's direct coming from U.S., from U.K., and so on, which is the EU major trading, including also the commodity of palm oil from Indonesia and Malaysia. Secondly, not only those seven commodities coming to European market, but seven commodities as the processed product also originating from European continent will be exported to other countries with the same amount, more or less $27 billion. So meaning that the traceability tools among the exporter and the producing country becoming very, very important. And this morning, one of the speakers mentioned about the interoperability. That's a very important aspect. The traceability tools in one country can be connected to the others. So the operators, the exporters, no need to establish their new system. The thing is they need to, again, dialogue and to have communication to talk on how to establish the system that can be connected under the interoperability system. Secondly, of course, if you, the moderator asking what kind of the recommendation to improve the traceability within the oil palm industry, I may say the governments need to put special effort in accelerating the smallholder certification in order to comply and still to be part of the supply chains in the industry. Because if not, then the smallholders will be excluded, and we don't want to happen the smallholders to be excluded. So I think those are the challenges that we need to work within the government in accelerating the smallholders to be part of the supply chains. Secondly, is underlying the importance in establishing the system which is can be operate interoperability. So I think that's my suggestion. Thank you very much.
Thank you.